So if you look at the United States, the middle part of the country is really strong wind profile. And so you've seen a lot of wind projects have been done there, and it's been a big success area for us on building wind projects as well. And so we'd expect that to continue. That is just a fact of nature and a great presence and a resource for the United States to take advantage of.
And then over here in California, we got all these solar projects dotting down here.
Yeah, Arizona, California certainly are, the perception is they're very sunny states, and they are, and they've been productive areas for a lot of solar installations in the last 5-10 years.
Looking at the map, is there anything, what are we going to see here, do you think, in, 5-10 years? Like, what is this going to look like from, for Duke Energy Renewables?
We focus on really two fundamentals. One, where are there good resources? So where does the wind blow a lot, or where is there good sunshine on a regular basis? And where are there customers who want to buy this electricity on a long-term basis? And so I think our map will continue to show more in the areas we already are, but there will be some new areas that will grow. I think the Southeast overall is going to continue to have more integration and presence of renewables, maybe largely solar. And we think, California and the West in general will continue to have growth